أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كذلك حقت كلمة ربك على الذين فسقوا أنهم لا يؤمنون. قل هل من شركائكم من يبدأ الخلق ثم يعيده؟ قل الله يبدأ الخلق ثم يعيده فأنى تؤفكون. قل هل من شركائكم من يهدي إلى الحق؟ قل الله يهدي للحق. أفمن يهدي إلى الحق أحق أن يتبع أمن لا يهدي إلا أن يهدى؟ فما لكم كيف تحكمون؟ وما يتبع أكثرهم إلا ظنا، إن الظن لا يغني من الحق شيئا، إن الله عليم بما يفعلون. صدق الله العظيم. These are ayat number 33 to ayat number 36 of Surah Yunus. In the previous verses, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala asked some very important questions that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should ask the Quraysh of Makkah with regards to sustenance. Who is that being that sustains you? Who is in full control of your hearing, of your sight? Who is that being that brings out something living from a dead thing, something dead from a living thing? And they are going to definitely say it is Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And then Allah Ta'ala concluded that besides Haqq, there is no other way. There is no other path. The path of Batil and the path of Haqq, the path of the truth and the path of falsehood is clearly defined. It can never be misunderstood. One cannot be confused with regards to all of that. Now Allah Ta'ala continues and Allah Ta'ala speaks about one aspect with regards to the disbelievers. كَذَلِكَ حَقَّتْ كَلِمَةُ رَبِّكَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ فَسَقُوا أَنَّهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. They are those individuals, those persons for whom Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had in His wisdom, in the wisdom of Allah, Allah Ta'ala has made the decision that these people are not going to be blessed with Iman. And hence Allah Ta'ala speaks about this aspect and Allah says that similarly, the word of your Rabb has been justified upon those who transgress, that certainly they will never bring Iman. What is the justification? The justification is in the fact that they know Allah Ta'ala is the sustainer. They know that the body is fully in the control of Allah. The earth and everything else, the universe is in the full control of Allah. Yet they do not bring Iman in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. That is because of their stubbornness. That is because of their rebellion against Allah, their arrogance against Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and because of that, they were not blessed with Iman. قُلْ هَلْ مِنْ شُرَكَائِكُمْ مَنْ يَبْدَأُ الْخَلْقَ. Allah Ta'ala now asks the next question, that which of your shuraka, your idols that you have been worshipping, يَبْدَأُ الْخَلْقَ, was in a position, is in a position, will be in a position to initiate, to originate creation. Which idol can do that? In the context of the Quraysh of Makkah, can Lat or Manat, Uzza, can those idols bring about a system where they can, without any material whatsoever, create something? Never, it will never happen. Then Allah takes it one step further. ثُمَّ يُعِيدُهُ, and then bring man from life into death, and from death recreate him and bring him back again, a new creation. Can any of your idols do that? A person that is dead, can that idol bring that dead person back to life? Never, it will never happen. Then Allah asks, قُلِ اللَّهُ يَبْدَأُ الْخَلْقِ. Say to them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it is Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala that in the first place originated creation. ثُمَّ يُعِيدُهُ, particularly with man, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is that being that will create him anew. فَأَنَّا تُؤْفَكُونَ. Then where have you diverted? Where have you become perverted? Why can you not understand all of this? قل هل من شركائكم من يهدي إلى الحق. Now another very serious question is being asked. Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which of your idols, yahdi ila al-haq, can guide you to the truth? When the idols do not have any perception, the idols themselves do not know what is right and what is wrong, they cannot even think, how are they going to guide you towards haq? If we just stop with the idols and we think about insan, many a persons had worshipped man. People worshipped Isa alayhi salatu wassalam, for example. Innaka la tahdi man ahbabta. With regards to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Allah Ta'ala said, you cannot guide that person whom you love most also. So no human being can guide another. No human being can place that hidayat, that light of guidance in the heart of another human being. Qulillah. Say, it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, يَهْدِي إِلَى الْحَقِّ, who guides to the truth. And this is a very important statement that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is making, that we are all in need of the hidayat and the guidance of Allah ta'ala. Every rakat we are saying, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. Allah guide us to the sirat al-mustaqim. And we need to continuously ask Allah ta'ala for that guidance. أَفَمَنْ يَهْدِي إِلَى الْحَقِّ أَحَقِّ. Is that being who guides to the haq, to the truth, not more rightful, ayyuttaba'a, that he himself be followed? When Allah Ta'ala is giving us the hidayat, then obviously he becomes the most rightful that we are supposed to follow. Now in the context of the Quraysh, it will be a little different. In our context also, Allah gives us hidayat on a path. So we need to follow and obey the commandments of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. أَمَّنْ يَهْدِي إِلَّا أَيُّهْدَى. Or that person who does not have guidance except that he is guided by someone else. So we are not going to follow anyone but Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. We are not going to follow anyone but Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was the beacon of hidayat. فَمَا لَكُمْ. What has happened to you? كَيْفَ تَحْكُمُونَ. How do you judge? How do you adjudicate? وَمَا يَتَّبِعُ أَكْثَرُهُمْ إِلَّا ظَنَّا. Now Allah Ta'ala concludes this lot of ayats, and Allah Ta'ala says that they follow nothing but speculation. One is haq, one is batil. Batil and everything besides haq, all of it is a speculation. It is the figment of the imagination of individuals, and hence Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّ ظَنَّ لَا يُغْنِي مِنَ الْحَقِّ شَيْئًا. Certainly speculation does not avail the haq, the right, the truth in any way whatsoever. That when a person speculates, when a person tries to use his imagination, a person then estimates, that person is never going to be on the path of haq. The Quran Sharif has dictated and the Quran Sharif has defined what is haq. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلِيمٌ بِمَا يَفْعَلُونَ. Certainly, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is most knowledgeable of what you do, of what they do. And in other words, Allah Ta'ala knows the deeds and the actions of mankind. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.